It's time for one more thing. We wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. Now available as a podcast. Just click the podcast link at WRAT.com. Wile E. Coyote, you know, with the Bugs Bunny and the Looney Tunes.
One of my favorites, actually.
The Roadrunner.
Always funny.
The Acme and the boink, the anvil falls on his head.
That was one of the best Looney Tunes. That was a series that you didn't need a big, rich plot line or anything.
just paint the road going on the hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's the best.
It was great.
It's the best.
No thinking.
Do you know what the E stands for in Wile E. Coyote?
See, I thought it was going to be like Edward, like something normal.
It's way left field, dude.
Oh.
Way left field. First of all, the actual character was made, the Wile E. Coyote, the whole thing was pulled or inspired by a Mark Twain book, which I had no idea.
No, I've never heard of that.
Roughing It.
I'd
have to go check that one out.
Never even heard of that.
E in Wile E. Coyote stands for Ethelbert.
Ethelbert?
Ethelbert.
What the heck is that?
It's an old king from England.
Oh,
years and years, like in the 600s.
Wow.
Ethelbert.
Man, the Looney Tunes guys are pretty smart, huh?
What kind of acid was Chuck Jones doing to come up with Ethelbert for Wile E. Coyote?
That's insane.
All right, Ethelbert. Chuck. That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the rap.